Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you practical insights on how to end a season. A season, I mean here, may be a year, it may be a month, it may be a week, it may be even a day. And it may also be a phase in life. For instance, you are ending a season if you are graduating from school and you are going for your NYSC or going into labor market. You are ending a season if you are leaving the phase of singleness into marriage. You are ending a season if you are leaving any phase at all in life, phase of being an employer, employee to becoming an employer, phase of becoming a junior staff to being a manager. These are phases in life. And it's crucial you are able to end that season well. There are practical things you can do to end that season well, such that the ending of that season will become very profitable for the season ahead of you. What I want to share with you are practical insights, practical things you can do to end any season of your life well, so that it becomes a very good launching pad for the season ahead. But one thing I want you to bear in mind to do is to appraise your activities in the season that is about to end. Every single thing we do have consequences. Except that the problem is that sometimes we don't even know the consequences as we are acting. Or we think that the consequences of our actions will be the same with some others we have seen act in that manner in some climb. However, when we begin to manifest those actions or begin to do things in certain ways, we begin to see their consequences. Therefore, in the season that is just about to end, I want you to settle down and ask yourself, what were the consequences of your actions that you wouldn't want to be repeated? What are the consequences of our actions that you think are not okay? What were the consequences of the actions that you didn't know could produce such a positive result? Now, settle down and ask yourself those questions. As you ask yourself the question, what you are doing is that you are trying to check, appraise what you have done in the previous times to learn crucial lessons that will help you. I say, when you have been able to discern what certain actions produce and what it doesn't produce, the kind of human beings you encountered and the ones you didn't encounter, their different personalities and how you were able to handle them, how you were able to relate with them, how you were able to quarrel with them, how you couldn't control yourself, that you lost your temper. Settle down and ask yourself questions in that regard. For instance, when you know you blundered, ask yourself, how come I couldn't control my temper when I've controlled my temper in the previous times? What is it that this person did to me that I should have learned how to respond to? Sometime early this year, what happened was that at some point I went somewhere to eat and the woman was talking, as in for no reason, the woman just started attacking me. And I was trying to explain to the woman, madam, calm down, madam, calm down. She continued blabbing. So I was so confused as why she was talking the way she was talking. And I said, madam, excuse me, are you stupid or something? Now, like I said in previous episode, that was when I realized that are you stupid is not a question. It's actually a polite way of telling somebody you are stupid. Now, the whole thing disturbed me seriously. But for more on this, you can go and look for the article, my encounter with Mama Put, are you stupid? So read the details of what transpired. But see, what I started asking myself is, how come I lost my temper, yes. How come I couldn't just shut my mouth up? On a normal day, when you start saying things I think are utterly stupid, I don't answer you. It is worse on social media because it's not everybody that can just engage in discussions there. People say all kinds of things they want to say. And when I listen to the way you are talking and you are not talking based on what I consider sensible, I just ignore you and move on with my life. So I asked myself, well, how come I couldn't ignore that woman? How come I couldn't just shut my mouth up? How come I couldn't just endure the things she was saying? And I found out something about my character there, that I expect people to be reasonable, I expect people to behave in certain fashion, I expect everything to be okay and right. And when it's not okay, I'm so shocked that I lose my temper. Therefore, I began to train myself to know that everybody you see on the road is not normal. Everybody you see on the road doesn't have the same background with me. Everybody you see on the road doesn't have the same level of exposure, understanding, or view to life as me. That is why if a keke man or conductor tells me, idiot, bring your money, I will idiotly give him my money. I won't answer him. I will give him my money and continue pressing my phone. My reason is that I have come to understand that why he will call me idiot for no reason is because he has been provoked. He has been offended. Maybe his guys not even settling him well. When early in the morning, somebody wants to drag you with you on a bank and you are trying to explain to him, madam, I came here before you. And he say, idiot, oh, get out of my way. You just calm down. You don't know whether his husband is denying him a marital right. Now, it's not a joke, but the truth is that what the people's reaction to you a lot of times, you don't know, is based on what they are going through. And for me, what has said me is that I say, okay, fine, I will give you the benefit, I'll give you the excuse that, oh, you don't know what this guy is going through, and that's why he's reacting this way. Even me, I can't guarantee that if I'm in the condition, I won't react that way. So I appraise myself to say, okay, how do I make changes? How do I make an improvement? And you see where you made mistakes. You see, okay, these are new things I have to start doing. And when people are angry, they react anyhow. When you trust people on the basis of the fact that all of you go to church, they can cheat you. You know, you begin to, from your all the experiences you have, it's settle down and ask yourself questions. From all the things you have observed, from all the things you have noticed, you begin to now draw lessons for the next phase. Tomorrow, if I see somebody and she talks to me in that way, in fact, recently somebody really did something worse than what the woman did. And I saw myself looking at the woman. And afterwards, I said, Joe, you have tried to take five. I gave myself high five. Don't mind me. Now, I gave myself high five for one reason. I said, if you can endure this, then you have obviously improved. My point is that I learned that lesson from the past. So for every season that is about to end, ask yourself, what are the lessons I'm going to take in here? When you were in school, you were praying, you were believing God to get A. When you have not read, you are busy going to evangelism when you should be reading. And God did not give you any A. You should teach you one important thing in life. When you go to work, don't expect positive appraisal from your boss because you are busy sowing seed or praying. You have to demonstrate competence. That's how they give you positive appraisal. There are all kinds of things that you notice while you are going to school. You relate with people on the basis of their being Christian, and sometimes they disappoint you. Therefore, you should relate with people based on who they are. I'm not trying to plant seed of distrust in you, but what I'm saying is that you should position your mind where people don't just hurt you. I'm saying this purely from personal experience. And I says I have come to train myself that even if your name is Pope, I believe that you can do me any bad thing. Not as if I expected, but my mind is conditioned that even if you do me any bad thing, I won't be so shocked that I'll start crying. You understand what I'm saying? So when you are living any phase in life, pick all the lessons. Ask yourself, I don't know the phase you are. I don't, whether it's you are entering into a new year, entering into a new month, entering into a new week, just ask yourself, what are the lessons I can learn from this? And then put the lessons together for the future that is ahead. And I want to tell you, when you have appraised your activities in the past season and now drew lessons from that season, the next thing you should do is to please develop a lesson, develop a plan, develop a kind of roadmap or guideline based on what you have learned in the previous season that will help you in going to the other season. Another thing I also think you should bear in mind is this: there's nothing you do in life that you can do by yourself alone. People matter in everything we do. Therefore, as you are ending a particular season of your life, look back and ask yourself, who and who made this very useful? I understand that nobody has helped you that God did not send. God is the ultimate person, arranging your help, arranging your support, arranging your finances and everything. But every single person that has contributed in making that your schooling, making your education, making this year, making this month, making this week fruitful for you, please call them and say, thank you very much. May God bless you. That your prayer to them is crucial. It's very powerful. And let me tell you, when they recognize that they have been of good to you, many times it motivates them to even do more. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the point I've made is that there are practical things you can do as you end any season of your life. Ask yourself, what are the lessons I'm taking from this season that is ending? Prepare those lessons into a kind of manual that will guide your life in the new season. And then do you well to show appreciation to every single person that's contributed in making that the passing season a very productive and fruitful one.
Tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Bridget.com. That is BROJID.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.